We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.
Welcome back in as we continue Rutherford Issues here on WGNS AM/FM. Glad you are along with us today. We've got a couple of young ladies who are here from Middle Tennessee Christian School. Kaylee Beeson and Ashley Watson joining us. Did I say your name right, Kaylee, by the way?
Yes, sir.
How about that? It's Beeson. I've never seen it spelled like that. That's very nice. And these ladies are representing Middle Tennessee Christian School today to talk about some mission work they are endeavoring to do here soon. Tell me what's going on, Kaylee. Tell me more about what you're doing.
Well, we're going to take our first ever MTCS mission group down there in the first week in October. And while we're down there, we're going to do a lot of different things. We're going to do a medical and dental brigade about 2 hours from the main city, Tegucigalpa. It's kind of out in the jungle, and we're going to be doing that. We're also going to take Beanie Babies to a child welfare agency called IMFA. It's a place where they take all the orphan children from the streets, and they live there. We're also going to hand out food plates at the local hospital to all the people in the waiting area. They don't have access to any food or drink or anything, so we're going to hand food plates out to them. We're also going to hand food plates out at the landfill, and a lot of people live out in the landfill there, and it's just terrible seeing all that. So we're going to give some food to those people. We also are going to do construct a house for a very poor lady and her children. We're also going to visit Jovenes en Camino, which is a boys' home. Has about 64 boys in it right now, and they came actually from IMFA. They were street kids at one point, and now they're at Jovenes. And if we get enough money raised, we're also going to be able to do food bags, which each would be a one-week supply for a family, and we're going to be able to hand those out at a very, very poor area around the river.
So. Wow. That's a busy how long? How many days?
A week.
1 week. Yes, you're going to do that in 1 week.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Now, Ashley, how many students are participating in this?
I think there is about 10 or 15 students, and then we have a couple of adults. Our principal's actually going, and his wife, and we're pretty excited. All members of the Matthew 25 Club.
Now, tell me about Matthew 25 Club. What is that?
Okay, it's a club. We do different things. One of the things we do is serve food at the Journey Home on Monday nights, which people come in, they don't have access to food, and we cook them a meal, serve them, give them a little entertainment, hang out for a little while, and then we meet back with them on the next Monday night. We've also, this Honduras trip is our biggest, I guess, function that we're doing, and we've done a lot to promote the Matthew 25. We've actually done a couple of fundraisers. We did a pancake breakfast that raised quite a bit of money for this trip. We've also done a spaghetti supper. We've done a Blue Coast night, and that was really good. And what am I leaving out? What else did we do?
Lots of fundraising.
It was a lot of fundraising, a lot of work, but it's all for a good cause.
So how long has all of this planning been going on?
Oh, I guess around last spring.
Oh, okay. So you've had the summer to kind of work on some of these items,
yes,
and get,
yes,
some,
sir,
of this together. Now, are you serious? Mr. Miller's actually going to go and do some work?
He is. He is. He and his wife and actually his son are all going. We're pretty excited about that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, just make sure that he works and doesn't just stand by and supervise now. We're talking to Ashley Watson and Kaylee Beeson about the mission trip that they're going on here soon. When... Kaylee, are you planning on making the trip?
We're going to be going the first week in October. It's during our fall break.
Oh, okay. So that'll be a nice... what's the weather like there in October? I was going to say it'll be nice here probably, but is it very warm there?
Yeah, it'll be about 80 degrees. It stays around there year-round. So.
I was sharing with you before we went on the air that a young person within our church actually went on a mission trip, and I'm not exactly sure with what group, but she and her mother went to the same place that you're talking about here in Honduras, and I couldn't say it then and can't say it now, but part of our Vacation Bible School this year was to collect money and funds to go to help actually give them some shoes. And we actually collected shoes and rain boots because apparently it's very rainy there sometimes, and they go a long way. But just hearing the stories about a big part of the population lives near the landfill, and that's how they get their, unfortunately, sometimes their food.
Oh, yeah. It's very sad.
So what made the Matthew 25 Club choose Honduras?
I would say that going to the Journey Home and seeing that those people are, you know, they're not completely poor, but they need a little help. So, and we're so blessed in America that if people need help here, then there's definitely people that need help in other countries, especially in Honduras. And seeing the reports come back from the different churches that we go to with mission groups that go, we turned it from a church thing into a school thing.
Sure. Well, that is very admirable, and what you're doing here to help them, because without the outreach, it would be very, very, very bad there. Not that it's not bad enough in Honduras. Now, you've been doing some fundraising. What will this money go to help do? Some of these food baskets or the food and the different things that you're doing there?
Mm-hmm, yes. This money is going to be going to get all the supplies that we're going to use, like the medicines, the lumber for the house, the food for the food bags, you know, all those things. That's what the money's going to be going for.
Now, obviously, you don't take lumber on a plane to Honduras. Do you you purchase it there? Or?
Yes, sir. We'll buy it down there.
Wow. So there's a lot of planning that goes on before you even go.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who's kind of heading this up, or is it truly a full student effort here?
My father is actually the Honduran minister for our church. And so he's been really involved in getting everything organized and stuff. So he's been the one that's doing
sure.
all that.
Now, what's Dad's name?
Greg Beeson.
Greg Beeson. All right. Yes, so we want to say hello to him. He may be listening in, I'm sure, hearing you on the air today. And thanks for the work going on there. Now, in terms of the trip, I mean, I'm sure it cost lots of money to take 15, 20 people to Honduras as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's quite a bit of money. One of the ways that we raise money individually is reaching out to people that would like to help us financially. And also the money that we're raising, depending on how much we raise, I think it'll be split between the people who have been at the fundraisers. So, but yes, it costs a very large amount of money to go.
So not only the fundraisers will be used to help offset some of the cost on the trips if there's some money left to do that after you actually get everything together. Do you have more fundraisers coming up between now and October, or are you pretty much kind of in the planning mode right now?
We're full planning mode now.
Yeah.
We're ready to go.
Now, if someone actually said, "Hey, I would really like to help out this group of young people, and maybe monetarily or something of that nature," how can they do that? Is there a way for them to get money to the school, maybe?
Absolutely. I would say to contact the school and either talk to Mr. Miller, because he's the one kind of heading it up out of the school staff, and he can direct you as to where to go. But we would much appreciate that.
Well, that sounds very, very good. Anything else you want to pass along? Anything that you've learned about Honduras? I'd love to have you all come back afterwards so we can hear, you know, and just hear how things have gone. But do you have any preconceived ideas of what it's going to be like? Either one of you.
Sorry. Well, I just like to say I've been a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
It really is a life-changing experience whenever you go. Like, you go down there to help other people, but you yourself are changed even more so. Like, just being able to be, you know, God's tools that he's using to reach out to other people. And it's just, I just feel so blessed to be able to go all the time.
Now, have you actually gone, Ashley, before?
No, this is my first time to go, and everybody that's been before has told me this will change your life. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm ready for for that impact.
Sure. Have any of the others in this group gone before, Kaylee, or is, or are you the veteran?
I don't think so.
You're going to have to show everyone the ropes, I guess, right? Being, you know, just to have the opportunity. Ashley, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. What about you, Kaylee?
Senior.
Both seniors, so this is a pretty neat adventure. As a senior, I had never even been on an airplane before. So, I mean, it has to be pretty neat to be able to go out of the country. And not only, it's not vacation, it's work.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, I just want to make sure that you all know that Mr. Miller is not on vacation. So
we'll be sure to pass that message along.
Yeah, do that. Make sure that he knows that it's not vacation time. So, that's the first week in October. If somebody would like to donate some funds, if they would like to help with this, with what's going on, just a couple of dollars would help. Whatever you can do, I would assume that you can just stop on by Middle Tennessee Christian School, ask for Mr. Miller. He's usually there working hard behind the computer or in the hallways or doing something there. But he'll stop and be able to talk to you, I'm sure. And ladies, I want you to be sure to come back. Bring some of your other friends if you'd like. And tell us about the trip and your experiences, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
We can do that? All right. Good luck to you. And thanks for stopping by today. It's always good to hear all of the great things that our young people are doing and are into. And spending their you could spend your fall break on the beach somewhere, but here you're going to help people, and that's admirable. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right. Kaylee Beeson and Ashley Watson joining us for Middle Tennessee Christian School. A few of the students in the Matthew 25 Club who are headed to Honduras the first week of October for fall break. What we're going to do now is take a break. We will come back and have much more as we continue here on Rutherford Issues.